I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Baseball America updated its organizational rankings this week ahead of the July 31st trade deadline for Major League Baseball, and not surprisingly, the Minnesota Twins remained high on the list. The parent club of the Cedar Rapids Colonels moved up one spot from BA's preseason list, checking in at number 6. The prospect-rich system could absorb a hit or two in the coming days, though, as the team's front office decides how it wants to proceed in 2019. The Twins were a feel-good story in the first half, but the Cleveland Indians have awoken from their slumber in the AL Central race suddenly seems like it'll be a dogfight to the very end. Do the Twins have the stomach to make the type of all-in move their fan base is now hoping for? Or will Thad Levine and Derek Falvey hang on to prospects like Royce Lewis, Alex Kirilloff, and Brusdar Graterol hoping for the best? The young core of players drafted or signed and developed by the previous regime are reaching their potential, and some astute free agent additions in the offseason have set the Twins on a record-breaking course. But like any team, the Major League roster could use some reinforcements, mainly in the bullpen, where some short-term fixes like signing Blake Parker haven't taken hold. The rotation isn't as solid as it appeared to be at the beginning of the season either, as Martin Perez has been inconsistent at times in recent weeks. It's 2019 and baseball fans have become extremely knowledgeable about their team's farm systems. We love our prospects and tend to think each player will be an all-star. But there's a saying that goes, prospects are nice, but parades are better. The Cubs parted ways with Gleyber Torres in 2016 for 2.5 months of Aroldis Chapman. Would Chicago like Torres back, especially with a gaping hole at second base? Sure. Would anybody be willing to trade that World Series ring for him? Let's get real. We'll find out quite a bit about the Twins' front office in the coming days as they weigh staying the course against parting with prospects to bolster the current roster. One thing's clear. Cleveland isn't going anywhere, and whoever wins the Central will have to contend with the Astros and two other division winners in October. With only one trade deadline this year, the die will mostly be cast by August 1st. Can the Twins survive without making a move or two before next week? I don't think so.